our brother put before us a question. Where am I? Why am I where I am? And we were reminded of the witness of the testimony. Before our brother got up, I was reminded of a few very different passages, but in the end, go down similar lines. It's not many verses, I'll just read them. I trust we will all see the parallels. First from Haggai chapter 1. Chapter 1, verse 7, the last three words of the verse. Consider your ways. Keep your finger there, please, and turn to Ezra, chapter 3. Ezra, chapter 3, verse 10. When the builders laid the foundation of the temple of Jehovah, they set the priests in their apparel with trumpets, and the Levites, the sons of Asaph, with cymbals to praise Jehovah according to the directions of David, king of Israel. And they sung alternately together in praising and giving thanks to Jehovah, for he is good, for his loving kindness endureth forever toward Israel. And all the people shouted with a great shout to the praise of Jehovah, because the foundation of the house of Jehovah was laid. But many of the priests and Levites and chief fathers, the ancient man that had seen the first house, wept with a loud voice when the foundation of this house was laid in their sight. And many shouted aloud for joy. The people could not discern the noise of the shout of joy from the noise of the weeping of the people. The people shouted with a great shout, and the noise was heard afar off. Back to Haggai. Verse 7 again, the last three words. Consider your ways. Go up to the mountain and bring wood, and build the house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, saith Jehovah. Chapter 2, verse 9. The latter glory of this house shall be greater than the former, saith Jehovah of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, saith Jehovah of hosts. Back to chapter 1, verse 14. And Jehovah stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people. And they came and worked at the house of Jehovah of hosts, their God. And it's 24th day of the 6th month in the 2nd year of Darius the king. Where am I? Consider your ways. Where was the nation of Israel scattered? We've been thinking about the 10 tribes in our readings. Here we have a remnant of the 2 tribes. That which was once a nation of a couple of million people reduced to about 45,000. The temple was being rebuilt, the foundation was laid. Some shouted for joy, and others wept because of the situation. The weakness we've been reminded of. Weakness in testimony, spiritual weakness, numerical weakness, it was all there. And we've been reminded of that by our brother. I'm not going into all the details of Haggai. I trust we all know a bit about it. Those who were here a couple of years ago have studied the two chapters of Haggai. But what I wanted to bring before us was what God tells the people of Israel, as he is looking at it, from a human perspective, that this small remnant, we were reminded of 12 stones in the afternoon, God saw even here the entire nation of Israel before him. And the same thing applies to the church. We thought of that this afternoon too. We thought of the one body. And a similar thought is what we find here in Haggai. One house. In Ezra, people were looking at the house, and it says in verse 12 that there were those who had seen the first house. That was the human perspective. But when we look at God's standpoint, look at God's viewpoint, he says in chapter 2 of Haggai, the latter glory of this house shall be greater than the former. According to God, there was but one house. There was not a temple of Solomon, a temple of Ezra, a temple of Herod, and a few others in a future day to come. There was one house, 12 stones, one body, one church. Bad situations, weakness, and God says, consider your ways. What are your desires? What are you up to? Go up to the mountain and bring wood. When we studied this a couple of years ago, it was said, it speaks about activity. It speaks about doing something. Going up into the mountains costs energy. You go up somewhere and you go to work. But the danger is, when we look at circumstances, and that is what happened, at least that is part of the reason, but I want to focus on that. When they looked at circumstances, they were sad and they stopped working. And we can be in the same danger. We look around us, see the testimony, see the weakness. So, well, there's nothing we can do. Verse 8, go up to the mountain and fetch wood and build the house. Even in a day of weakness. Build the house. And not only that, God says then, I will take pleasure in it and I will be glorified, saith Jehovah. He will be glorified when we build the house in a day of weakness. Because it is not a different house, it is the same house that has always been there from the day of Pentecost when we transfer the picture to the assembly. God still sees the one house. The temple built by Solomon was in his view, was in the view of the people of Israel who were there. A few who had seen that, compared it to current circumstances, and wept. Things were limited, just as the examples we had before us moments ago. But God says, there is no limits, because I'm involved. Mine is the silver, mine is the gold. I will make sure you have everything you need to rebuild the house. And if we go through Ezra, we would see that he provided everything that was needed. He will provide what we need in a day of weakness. Because it is his house. It isn't our house, it isn't our assembly. We often speak about it like that. So, well, this is my assembly, this is my home assembly, this is my home church. But it isn't my church, it is his church. And therefore, he will provide. He provided in the day of Ezra, and he will provide in our day. Go up to the mountain and bring wood and build the house. And I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified. He will be glorified if we do so. Verse 14, we see the result of what was said. And we see, I would like to apply it this way, we see a result with the individual. We see a few names here. I'm not going to into the meanings of the names this time. And we see all the people, the rest of the people. So there is an individual response, and there is a collective response. Each of us here has the responsibility to build, to go up into the mountain and do something. There's no use sitting and doing nothing. Even John, when he was alone on the Isle of Patmos, he wasn't doing nothing, he was in the Spirit. And look what happened. Paul, in prison, wasn't doing nothing. We've heard what the consequences, what the results of him being in prison was. Limited circumstances and great blessings. Limited circumstances, and God says, I will be glorified in it. But there is something I have to do and you have to do. Go up into the mountain and build this house. But there is also a collective response. The end of the verse says, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people. Not just the old ones, not just the young ones. All the remnant of the people. Everyone was involved in building. And in the same way, everyone, old or young, should be involved in building today. Why? Because he will be glorified in it. Because he will enjoy it. He will take a pleasure in it. And he will bless us for it. So let us go up into the mountain, fetch wood, and build a house.